You're here. Thanks for joining us. AJ's Camera News. There's not even much point in you sitting down. This is finished. Finished. We're over. Done, I mean, spent, ruined, destroyed.
It was a shock. It was a shock.
Save it.
I'm sorry.
To them.
I'm sorry. How was I supposed to know? I saw the leaks. I thought wild rumours. And I was wrong.
Wrong?
For that, I'm sorry to you. I'm sorry to you. And most of all, Canon, I'm sorry to you.
I said, obviously it's true because it's Canon.
Yeah, but it's Canon, and Canon always protects stuff. They've got the cinema range.
That's right, because then AJ said this.
I can't imagine a mirrorless 8K RAW coming out this year. How was anyone supposed to know that they would do this? It's like, you remember when Teslas first came out and they were called the sleepers and they would pull up at traffic lights next to Lamborghinis and they'd drag race them and everyone every time would win. It's like that. No one knew. No one knew they could do this.
Well, deep down I had a faith in Canon and I also need to apologise because I let AJ steer me. I laughed with him, we sniggered together. Oh, put down in the comments what you think the rumours should be. Canon, I'm sorry. Because deep down I knew a 45 megapixel sensor was entirely possible. 8K in your EOS R range was possible.
No one thought it was possible.
4K at 120 FPS was possible. Well, in their budget range.
Let's be clear, that bit hasn't been confirmed, 4K 120 FPS, but because all the rest of the rumour has been the 8K, the internal embodied stabilisation in the EOS R range has been confirmed, you have to assume the rest of it must be true as well.
It is true. I'm not going to let you take me down again.
Well, for viewers that didn't see the previous camera news or listen to it, let's confirm the specs that Canon have released last night. And they are jaw-dropping. As Jared Polin says, this changes everything. They are developing a new CMOS sensor for their EOS R range to put in the first one, the EOS R5. Its full specs haven't been confirmed, but the rumours suggest it's a 45 megapixel CMOS sensor. For photographers, there'll be 12 frames per second mechanical and up to 20 frames per second burst silent, which is...
nearly video.
Yeah, it's if that's full RAW photos, that's...
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Don't have any doubt, it's Canon.
8K video, and that is confirmed, 8K video. And they haven't confirmed whether that will have a crop or not, whether it will use the full frame. I would imagine the 8K video will have a crop.
I'm going to say it won't, because it's Canon. Stop talking it down.
Full frame. They basically talked about the advantages of 4K video using that 8K readout. So maybe not a crop, maybe not a heavy crop anyway. They didn't talk about frame rates. The rumours say up to 120 frames per second in 4K. We've got to believe that that might be possible.
I'm still kind of troubled by the idea of 8K in that EOS R.
It's going to get hot.
And how it's going to capture that.
Well, they have dual card slots, they've confirmed, but they've not confirmed what type of cards they are. You would assume that it's going to be at least one CF card to get that amount of data off, especially 20 frames per second for photos. But UHS 2 cards are pretty quick, and they are getting faster, so there's a possibility that they might be like there is on the Panasonic S1H, the dual UHS 2 SD.
So we're still sat with... four new bodies to be released.
Four new EOS R bodies, that's all the rumours, yeah.
Have we got any further date confirmation?
We are looking at July, apparently, is the rumours, which kind of sits closely in line with what a lot of manufacturers are aiming at, which is obviously the Olympics in Tokyo. It's a big thing for cameras.
And Japan, if you're watching from Tokyo, komichiwa.
That's good. Yes. Pete's been practicing his Japanese. Anything else? That is the full specs release on the USR5. Jaw-dropping, game-changing, ridiculous. And I still kind of, even though I know it's true, I'm still finding it hard to believe.
Well, don't find it hard to believe, AJ, because to comfort you in your struggles, I went online earlier and ordered you this.
Oh, you're still on this affiliate links trip, aren't you?
And if you would like one of those, I've linked it below the video for you. Maybe click on that link. I get a small amount of commission.
Quick plug. Perhaps you don't have time to watch the camera news and you prefer listening to us because we do have beautiful voices. This show is now available on podcast. So iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can get podcasts, you can listen to us.
And imagine what that could be like. Close your eyes.
Yep.
Pete's camera news.
What? Why is it your camera news now?
Well, because you, got you can have the video.
I'll take you get the podcast.
Can we split?
I'm not sure that sounds too even to me. I prefer splits when they're in my favour.
Okay, anyway, you can open your eyes again. So yes, you can listen to it as a podcast. Isn't that great? So if you want to be misguided by AJ, it's available to you.
I didn't knowingly mislead them.
Whilst driving.
Okay, you might actually spin off the road at some of them. Price point is interesting because there's every possibility that this camera is obviously going to replace the 5D range, the DSLRs, but its specs are so good that it may even sit up there with the 1DX Mark III that was released. So the potential for this being a DSLR killer is very real, especially now Canon are focusing solely on the RF lens mount. But the rumoured price point is around $3,500, which is incredible considering what you're getting in that body. It's a very competitive price point for professionals, obviously. This isn't going to be for amateur filmmakers, I would say. It's too expensive.
What I would say is, if, like me, you're struggling with the information that AJ's sharing, because he lacks credibility now in his doubts of Canon, I share that with you. But I've dropped a link below to one of these. Can we put it somewhere here?
Over your face. Right.
And
what's your plugging stuff, that Pete? Should... Is there anything else you want to plug? Maybe the existence of a certain website where you can get up-to-date news, reviews, tutorials, and free downloads to help you on your filmmaking
journey. Yeah, the free stuff I'm not interested in. I want to make the money.
But, you know, we've got to give back.
Okay, if you want free stuff, if you want stuff, come to us and just take. Then go to 120fps.co.uk, go in, rummage around, take all you want, leave nothing behind.
That sounds fair. Strip our cupboards bare. And that's it, I'd say, for this week's camera news.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Expand on that apology.
I'm deeply sorry to the viewers, listeners of this show, to my colleague, Peter Morgan, and of course to Canon, for doubting you, for misleading you, for misguiding you on your journey through filmmaking and camera news in general. I thought Canon wouldn't cannibalize their cinema range of cameras in order to offer prosumers more video options in their mirrorless range, and I was wrong. I didn't believe that Canon would make a quantum leap in development and be the sleeper of the camera world and just outstrip everyone in the specs game. I was wrong. And for that, I'm sorry.
That was really good. That was from the heart.
Yeah, well, whilst seeing the news this morning, whilst I was getting ready, I prepared that little monologue. It was a script.
If only we could do special effects, I could.
Right, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, bye.
You know, maybe we need an ending to the AJ's camera news.
Okay.
AJ's camera news.
Finished. See you in the same time next week.
You need to sort the shotgun out.
Click on the link below. Somebody said, why do all your songs sound like five gold rings?
Because we're not very creative. And if you want to buy some 5 gold rings, there's a link below. Right, that's it. See you next time.
Bye. Good apology.
Thanks. I don't really care.
Obviously.